Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. The Legend Series is proudly sponsored by Pertec, who are running their Aussie Reel Deal right now. If you purchase a P-Series air and water reel in shop, you'll receive a free bottle of Protect. Free. No cost, no gimmick, just free. Pertec's Aussie Reel Deal, live now and in all their stores nationwide. For more information, check out pertec.com.au. At Pertec, we'll keep you operating. Welcome back to Andy Raymond Unfiltered. This is the Legends series with Trent Waterhouse, part two. Enjoy.
So I ended up getting picked, and my mate was filthy. He goes, "Well, because we're going to lose our flight, money for our flight." So I said, "Mate, why don't you just keep the flight, and just go over, come over, and just follow the tour around." And so he ended up coming over with me, brother.
And that's brilliant.
Mate, funnily enough, I remember there was a news article or a news headline or something calling us to Kentucky Roost at one stage, because I think the emu, they had the emus towards the back end of the tour. The emus were coming out making a racket and that one before we were going to play. So yeah. Chris Sanders said, "Look, boys, just fuck off, go away.
Yeah,
just go away for a few days." So they were going like Amsterdam and Ireland, and hey, they were having the time of their lives.
Who was your roomie on the tour, and what did you learn about them and touring?
Richard Villasini was me roommate. So he was like me. He was a bit of a bolter. But he had a great season that year, and he was probably one of the emus that was on the Kentucky Roost part of the trip. But that was great fun that tour. That was Chris Anderson was a great coach.
Yep.
I rocked up that day. First day in camp, and I was just thinking, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
this is ridiculous.
Looking around at the guys.
Yeah. So I was at EMU for the first 2 weeks. I just got flogged by Billy Johnson.
Oh.
Pretty much. And then I got to start in the France game.
Yes.
And I played the full game, tour of triadical game, and got to the first test. It was like an Ashes series. So I was three tests versus England. And Chris Hansen goes, "Mate, you're on the bench." I was like, man, I was over the moon. It was unbelievable.
Bet.
Yeah.
So what was that like, pulling on green and gold for the first time?
Yeah, it was the best.
Is it emotional?
Yeah, it is. The oldies come over as well. So my brothers and me oldies were over there to watch. But it was like you watch those games, those old Kangaroo tours in the 90s, and that was. You get up in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and watch the games, and you feel that when you put that green and gold on. You feel like the history and the players, the legends that have wore that jersey, and it is a special time. And the first test was at Wigan, and it was just going off. Like the atmosphere was. That was when Big Moz got sent off in the first
10
seconds or something. Yeah. He's got the record for the quickest.
Took off Robbie Kern's head.
Yeah, yeah. So the place was going off. It felt like there was 80,000 there. But that was a great experience, that whole tour. I'll come back a 10 times better player than when I went on the tour. You know, it was a fun time, fun tour, and we ended up winning every game. It was a bit of a throw. There was a few injuries. So there was a few blow-ins and a few smokies, and I was one of them. But, to be able to go over and play every test and win every game. And I actually scored a try on debut as well. So, yeah, it was a fairy tale. Yeah, it's hard to fathom.
You footballers say, "I'm just worried about the next game," and you toe the line and say, you know, just concentrating on the next game and don't look at personal milestones. But do you actually appreciate all these things happening to you along the way, or do you sort of appreciate them maybe a bit more now you're retired and you reflect?
I appreciate it at the time. I knew it was pretty big. Like I said before, you see what it means to people, your family and your mates. But it does become a bit of a blur. Like you're just onto the next thing, and it And you take time when you're retired, look back and you think that was pretty cool. Like, was, you know, I tell him a young bloke all the time how good I was. And
hey, beautiful.
He was never born. He wasn't even born till the year I left Penrith. He was born then, so he would never remember watching me play, but I make sure I tell him.
Do you get the opportunity to reflect on the good times now? Not all the time, and I'm not saying you walk around 24/7 thinking and talking about grand finals, but do you actually look back, reflect, and smile that, you know, it's been a great ride?
Yeah, definitely. That's cool. You know, I got to do something that I loved, you know.
Yeah.
It was a massive part of my life. Rugby league gave me everything, and it's all I ever wanted to do. I wanted to be a first grade football player, and I got to do that and more, you know. I got to so many great memories, and, you know, been able to play Origin and play for Australia. It's I do. It does bring a smile to my face, and, you know, it's really special memories and mates as well. You meet so many good people in rugby league. Like, it's such a great game, and so many great people around it. And, you know, it's definitely, it was definitely a dream come true, and I was blessed to be able to do it.
You mentioned State of Origin, 5 games over 3 series. Was it everything you thought it would be and some?
Yeah, definitely. I came in 04 off the bench. First game was in Sydney. I heard someone say that coming off the bench in Origin's like jumping on a treadmill at full speed, and that's exactly what it was like.
You
get out there, the game's flying, it's just fast and physical, no stoppages, and it's just, people say it is and more, you know, but that's something, that was huge when I was a kid watching Origin, you know. It was probably the best night of the year besides Christmas. Origin nights were the best. And in those 90s, Origins and the Blues were killing it. That's definitely something that's every kid wants to do. Every football kid wants to do. They want to play for State of Origin. And to be able to do that was pretty special. And we got the win as well. That was when Timo, it was a golden point game. Timo popped over a field goal. So
yeah.
8 points all. We are in golden point extra time. A shot from Timmins has got the height. It's got the length, and the crowd goes up. Hempstead awards the point. The Blues have won it. The Blues have won Origin 1. A field goal by Sean Timmins, who scored their home try. What a night for Sean Timmins. 9-8 is the final count.
Yeah, it was. I loved every minute of it, and was lucky enough to do it 4 more times. But it was pretty special.
You know what's coming, and you know there's a little bit of history in your Blues jersey. The first New South Wales player to be given their marching orders. At the time, you were probably pissed off. You were probably embarrassed. Now it's just a cracking story.
Yeah, so I had a mate message me. Oh yeah, it was like a trivia. It's become a trivia question in the paper. So, so that was 2009. It was a dead rubber. I think I got called in for the last game, but I think I was going to be a chance to play the whole series. But I got a poke in the eye, so I was out for a couple of weeks. So I missed the first 2 games. Coming for the last game and it was dead rubber, but. We were actually, we won the game, and all hell broke loose at the end. There it was pretty spiteful. It was a spiteful time because there was a fair bit of frustration because we couldn't beat them. You know, they were so good. So I got a bit spiteful, and it was spot fires breaking out all game.
Yep.
People running in, and we got to the end, right at the end there, and I was seeing Pricey and Whitey going at it. So I've ran in, and no one else really ran in. So as I sort of grabbed him, he's got hit right on the chin, and he got knocked out. So I've sort of fallen on top of him, which I think they thought I actually sort of head slammed him and knocked him out. But yeah, I got me marching orders. It was going off its head up there. I was walking up the tunnel, people were spitting on me, throwing beer on me.
Were they?
Yeah. So it was chaos. And then they've done the old tap and put the bomb up at the end, poor old Gids copped it.
Was that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just start a fight by putting the bomb up.
Yeah, it was like something at A grade, park footy.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty chaotic. But I had to go the next day, I had to fly back. Go all the way out to Penrith, get me suit, go into the judiciary, and
what'd you get? I got off.
Yeah, I got nothing there. So sanity prevailed, I suppose. Yeah. But it was chaos. It was like a very spiteful time around Origin. It was fun. It was good fun. It was just good to get a win, I suppose. But it was a dead rubber.
No one wants to get hit by Brett White because that normally ends up asleep. Who were the tough guys? Who were the guys that you looked out for? And if they wanted to start something, who were the ones you'd go, maybe this is not
I reckon early on I seen firsthand the wrath of Gordy Tallis and poor old Rossi.
Benny Ross, yeah.
Yeah, so I was actually in that tackle with Rossi and I was there at marker and then I seen Tallis unloading, I ran in to sort of grab him. I thought, I'm going to cop money for sure.
The Legend Series is proudly sponsored by Pertec, who are running their Aussie Reel Deal right now. If you purchase a P-Series air and water reel in shop, you'll receive a free bottle of Protect. Free. No cost, no gimmick, just free. Pertec Aussie Reel Deal, live now and in all their stores nationwide. For more information, check out pertec.com.au. At Pertec, we'll keep you operating.
I sort of grabbed him. He was just raging.
Bear hugging.
It was like shark eyes, mate, clicking over. So he was pretty scary, old Gordy. He was on the back of his career there, so he wasn't as good.
Yeah.
But I think that was what – I think Wayne Bennett sort of challenged him that game. And I think that he was ready to take someone. He wanted a victim. So
yeah, that's poor old Rossi exactly was what man. It was.
Yeah, yeah, so probably him and Big Moz, Adrian Morley.
Yeah.
He had a bit of intimidation about him.
I bet.
I was actually lucky enough to play with Moz in England. Great bloke. Great player as well. Probably one of the best Poms coming out of here. Probably him and Sammy Burgess would be the two. He's great fun as well off the field. But, yeah, they are probably two of the standouts, I reckon.
Got a beauty here. 186 games for your Panthers, 39 tries, one goal. It was against the Raiders in 05. Reece Wesser was 0-4.
Yeah.
And you were given the call-up, hey?
Yeah, well, I was actually in the goal kick. So I goal kicked through juniors. I was in the goal kicking group there for a bit, and I kept hurting me hip flexor. So I couldn't establish myself as a kicker. But I remember we used to have Graham Arnold as our goal kicking coach.
Yeah,
and Gerds and Presto were out, so it was up whoever's third string. I put my hand. I said to Arnie, I'm better than Wes. I'm better goal kicker than Wes.
Yeah,
but I think he just loved Wes.
Yep.
So Wes, he had the first, one from four, and he gives me the one from in front. I said, all right, thanks, mate. Yes, 100% strike rate. I'll take that.
The game's most successful goal kicker. Mate, 186 games for Penrith, as we said, then off to the UK. I thought you still had plenty to offer. With the benefits of hindsight, as we sit here in 2024, right move at the right time or not?
Yeah, I think it definitely was. Okay. We had a few tough years at Penrith, and I think it was they offered it. Or Gus and that come in. Gus and Ivan were coming in the next year.
Yep.
And I think the salary cap was a bit busted, so they said they could give us a one year deal. And then I spoke to your manager. I said, "Is there any interest overseas?" And he said, "Yeah." St. Helens are keen and Warrington. So it's a good opportunity. And it was 3-year deals. So I thought it was a good opportunity. It was something I always wanted to do.
It was
I love playing over there on the tours and that, but if the right opportunity came up, I thought I was going to take it. So it was a great club, Warrington are a strong club. They're on the up. So I ended up signing with them for 3 years, and it was a great time. Yeah, we had a
Did you enjoy the footy and the experience?
It was actually a breath of fresh air getting over there. It was less, mate, they played a pretty expansive sort of style of footy, Warrington boys, so not as much wrestling. The game was a bit more free-flowing. I loved it. And we played some big games too, played at Wembley, played at Old Trafford, so great experiences. We won at Wembley, won the Challenge Cup, and got rolled in a couple of grand finals, which we probably the first one. I reckon we should have won that one. But I had a ball. Other than the early on in the year, the weather, but you played snow a couple of times.
Yeah.
But great club, Warrington. But it's a footy town. There's no soccer team there, so they love their footy. Great crowds. So I loved my time over there. Had a great time.
In terms of family, you've got three kids now. Your eldest was three when you went over. What an awesome life experience for kids.
So we went when we first went over. The young bloke was 3 months, and the oldest one was three. So the plane trip was a nightmare.
But
Ola started school over there. So she, I don't know how much she remembers, but she ended up with a full Northern Pommy accent before we come back. So you see, watch old footage of her, and she's like, "Mom there, Dad there." It's hilarious. But so as soon as she started talking like that, I thought, time's up. We got to go. It's pretty funny watching old footage of her speaking like that. It's hilarious.
2012, a Challenge Cup. Before we get to the game, the whole experience. We got Wembley Stadium. We got 79,180 fans. Is the whole thing just next level?
Yeah, it is. It's actually make that Challenge Cup final, it seems like they make a bigger deal out of that than the actual grand final.
100%.
Yeah, because I think they still can't get their head around like the playoffs and, soccer, because soccer's just first past the post.
Yep.
Playoff games, you hardly ever get a crowd there. But
wow.
Yeah, the Challenge Cup's huge. So they'd won it. I think they'd won it their first one a couple of years before.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, it's massive. You're playing on a Saturday arvo. You walk out, they play this old school like anthem song they sing, and it's pretty spine-tingling when you walk out. It's unreal. And we were lucky enough to win the game, and it was a special time. Yeah, I remember the game. I remember Brett Hodgson was our fullback.
Yes.
Early on in the game, he went to catch a bomb, and big Kyle Lulawai got him like as he was falling, knocked him out cold. So it was today. He's gone. He's off.
Yeah.
Probably 3 weeks on the sideline, but he played on, got man of the match, killed it. And we ended up rolling them. But that was a great day. It was a great experience. Something you don't get, something totally different, like we don't do over here. Like you play, it's like the soccer Challenge Cup, you play against second division teams.
Yep.
But they love it. The fans love it. They all travel down there. It was an awesome experience. Wembley, so much history and tradition at that ground and down in London. So that was a great time.
3 years, extremely successful over there. Then a move to the Illawarra and a return to footy with the mighty Thurl Butchers. Now, a former first grader, how many blokes tried to take your head off and make a name for themselves?
Yeah, it happened on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I bet
so
it
was,
did.
Yeah, it was good, but I enjoyed it. It was pretty tough. It's still a good comp down here. So it's
good
probably,
standard.
Yeah, it's probably one of the better. Actually, Rolsey was playing down here as well. He was captain coach of West.
Wow.
So it was me, him, Swainy played for our side.
That's right.
Yeah, so they get a few ex-players playing down here. Mate, I loved it. It's a great little club.
Yep.
They don't have a league club behind them, so they don't have a heap of cash, but they always punch above their weight. They actually won it last year. They won the comp, so they got a good old boys, heaps of tradition there, and they keep all the local kids. They don't buy players from everywhere. They keep all the local kids come through.
Lovely.
But I loved it, mate. They were great. It was good to get back to that old school, trained twice a week. I'd go for a couple of beers after Thursday session, and it was unreal. And got us down here. We love it down here now. We live down here, so it was a great move. And you know, 1 year was plenty. mate, I loved it.
What are you up to with yourself, mate? What do you do to keep you busy?
Well, I'm a fiery now. Got in about 6 years ago.
Yep.
It was always sort of on the radar. Emergency services was something that always sort of interested me. I tried before I started playing first grade. I applied for the coppers. I was going to become a cop. But then I cracked the first grade, so that got put on the shelf. So I ended up, I had a couple of mates that were in the fireys tell me how much they loved it. And it's just, I like the roster. That's a great work-life balance. And it's been a perfect gig for an ex-footballer. You know, like you still got that team environment. You still got that banner around the place, camaraderie. You train together. You know, you put under pressure together. So it's ticked all the boxes. And, mate, I love it. It's been a great gig for me, and that'll be me for the rest of my working life. Anyway, I love it.
We'll finish with a hypothetical here, mate. If you could change one thing about your footy journey, what would it be?
Change one thing. Oh, mate. All right. There's probably a few. early on, probably had too much of a good time away from the field.
Okay, yeah.
Could have looked after my body a bit better, you know, in off seasons and stuff like that. But mate, it's the game was different, you know.
Yeah, like, it was.
Yeah, just stuff like that, mate. Nothing too major, I don't think. Probably train a bit harder, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Almost 200 NRL games, New South Wales, Australian jerseys, another 80 plus games in the UK. A very rare NRL Challenge Cup double. Terrific to call many of your games along the journey. It's been great catching up for this chat. Trent Waterhouse, you, sir, are a legend.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having us on.
The best footy and life talk there is. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Legend Series. The Rugby League Superpod comes out later in the week, and the Dream Team Series on a weekend. Four podcasts every week in season on the only podcast that talks with the game's biggest names, not about them. Now, isn't it about time you left that 5-star rating and review? Make sure you come back soon, legends.